subject matter, meaning of Satrajit and Satadhana. After Akura visited Hastinapur and reported the condition of the Pandavas to Krishna, there were further developments that the Pandavas were transferred to a made of cell and later on set fire into the house, and everyone understood that the Pandavas with their mother Kunti were killed. This information was also sent to Lord Krishna and Balaram. Both of them, consulting together, decided to go to Hastinapur to show sympathy to the relatives in their bereavement, although everything was known to him. Krishna and Balaram knew it certainly that the Pandavas could not be killed in that bad devastation, but despite of their knowing to the contrary, they wanted to go to Hastinapur, take part in the bereavement. After going there, Krishna and Balaram first of all saw Bhishma Deva, because he was the chief man of the Kuru dynasty. Then they saw all together with Kripacharya and Vidur, Gandhari and Drona, other members of the Kuru dynasty. They were not sorry, because they wanted that the Pandavas with their mother might be killed, but other family members, headed by Bhishma, they were actually very sorry for the incidents, and Krishna and Balaram expressed equally sorrow with them, without any disclosure of the actual situation. When Krishna and Balaram was out of the city of Dwarka, there was a conspiracy to take away the jewel known as Samantha from Satrajit. And the chief of the conspiracy was Satadhanya. It appears from the fact that Satadhanya, along with others, wanted to marry Pratavama, the beautiful daughter of Satrajit. But Satrajit, although superficially promised everyone that he would give in charity his beautiful daughter to so many candidates, but later on the whole decision was changed, and Satyabhama was given to Krishna along with the jewel Samantha by Satrajit, in order to be free from the awkward position. Satrajit had no desire to give the jewel Samantha to Krishna, but as Krishna formally wanted the jewel from him, he delivered it with his daughter to Krishna. But Krishna, knowing his mentality, accepted his daughter but returned the jewel. Satrajit actually did not want to separate with the jewel. After getting it back from Krishna, he was satisfied and keeping it with him always. But in the absence of Krishna and Balaram, there was a conspiracy by all men even including Akrura and Uttamarma were devotees of Lord Krishna. Akrura and Krutabharma joined the conspiracy because they wanted the jewel for Krishna. They knew that Krishna wanted the jewel and Satrudis had not delivered it properly. They wanted to keep it by so many devices. Patadhanna and others joined the conspiracy because they were disappointed in not having the hand of Satyabhama. In that big conspiracy, some of them incited Satyadhana to kill Satyajit and take away the jewel from him. Question is generally raised, why a great devotee like Akrura joined also this conspiracy? So also, why Krutabharma also joined this conspiracy, although both of them were devotees of the Lord? Answer is given by great authorities like Jiva Goswami and others that Akrura, although he was a great devotee, he was cursed by the inhabitants of Vrindavan on account of his taking away Krishna from their midst. So, on account of their feelings being wounded by Akrura, he was forced to join this conspiracy made by the sinful man. Similarly, Krutabharma, although he was a devotee, but on account of his intimate association with Kamsa, he also contaminated some sinful reaction. Therefore, he also joined the conspiracy. But in this way, Satyadhana, being inspired by all the members of the conspiracy, one night he entered in the house of and killed him while he was sleeping. Satyadhana was a sinful man of abominable character. Although he was not to live for many days on account of his sinful activities, still he decided to kill Satyajit while he was sleeping at home. When he entered the house for killing Satyajit, all the women inmates of the house began to cry very loudly, and in spite of great protest by crying, Satyadhana mercilessly butchered Satyajit without any hesitation, exactly like a butcher kills an animal in the slaughterhouse. When Krishna was absent from home, his wife Satyavati, the daughter of Satyajit, was also present on that night of his killing, and she became too much afflicted on account of father being mercilessly killed, and thus began to cry, my dear father, how you have been mercilessly been killed." The dead body of Satyajit was not immediately moved for cremation because Satyabhama immediately wanted to go to Krishna in Hastinapur. Therefore, the whole body was preserved in an oil tank so that Krishna may come back and see the dead body of Satyajit so that he could take real action against Satyadhana. Satyabhama immediately started to inform Krishna about the ghastly death of his father, of her father. Krishna, being informed of the sudden murdering of his father-in-law from Satyabhama, began to lament like ordinary man, expressing his great sorrow in the incidents. Lord Krishna although he had nothing to do with the action and reaction of this world, still, because he was playing the part of a human being, he expressed his full sympathy with the bereavement of Satyabhama, and his eyes were filled with tears on hearing about the death of his father-in-law. Thus began to lament, "Oh, what unhappy incidents had taken place." You say, both Krishna and Balaram, along Subhava, the wife of Krishna, immediately returned to Dwarka and began to make different plans how to kill Satadharna and take away the jewel from him. Satadharna, although he was a great outlaw in the city, still he was very much afraid of Krishna's power, and thus he became very much afraid of him. Understanding the plan of Krishna for killing Satadharna, the desire of being saved from being killed by Krishna in that conspiracy, he immediately went to take shelter of Kritabarma. And on his approach, Kritabarma began to say as follows, "I shall never be able to offend Lord Krishna and Balaram, because they are not ordinary persons. They are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who can be saved from death if one has offended Rama and Krishna? Nobody can be saved from their wrath." Kritabarma continued to say that Kansa, so powerful, assisted by so many demons, could not be saved from the wrath of Krishna. And what to speak of Jarasandha, who was defeated 18 times by Krishna in the fight. But at last Jarasandha had to return from the fighting in disappointment. In this way, when Satadharna was refused help by Kritabarma, he went to Akrura for the same purpose, implored him to help him in that awkward condition. Akrura also replied that both Rama and Krishna were themselves the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and anyone who knows their unlimited strength would never dare to offend them or fight with them. He informed Satadharna that Krishna and Balaram were so powerful by simply willing, they are creating the whole cosmic manifestation, maintaining and dissolving it. Unfortunately, persons who are bewildered by the illusory energy cannot understand the strength of Krishna, although the whole cosmic manifestation is fully under his control. He cited the examples exhibited by Krishna even at the age of 7 years old, and how he lifted the Govardhan hill and continued to hold up the mountain for 7 days, exactly like a child carries a small umbrella. Akrura plainly informed Satadharna that he offered his most respectful obeisances to Krishna, that he is the super soul of everything that is created and the original cause of all causes. And Akrura also refused to give shelter to Satadharna. He decided to deliver the Samantak jewel unto him, riding on a horse which could run great speed up to 400 miles at a stretch. He ran away from the city on the back of that horse. Krishna and Balaram were both informed of running away of Satadharna Therefore, they immediately also got up on their chariot, unfurled with a flag which was marked by the photo of Garuda. Krishna was specifically angry upon Satadhanna and wanted to kill him because he had killed a superior personality, Satrajit. Satrajit happened to be the father-in-law of Krishna, and it is the injunction of the Shastras that anyone who has had rebelled against a superior person, Gurudra, such person must be punished proportion to the volume of offense. So Satadhanna killed Satrajit, the father-in-law of Krishna. Therefore, he was determined to kill him by any way. The horse, being too much exasperated, died immediately near a garden house of Mithila. So Satadhanna, when he was unable to take help of the horse, he began to run away on legs with great speed. To make justice to Satadhanna, Krishna and Balaram left their charity and began to follow Satadhanna on their legs. So Satadhanna and Krishna were running on legs, but Krishna immediately took his disc, cut off the head of Satadhanna, separated from his body. Satadhanna was killed. Krishna searched out the jewel, Samanta, from his clothing, but he could not find it out. When the jewel could not be found out, Krishna came back to Balaram and said that we have uselessly killed this person because the jewel is not found in his body. The Baladeva suggested to Krishna that the jewel might have been kept in custody of some other man in Dwarka. So you better return to Dwarka city and search out the jewel by proper investigation. Sri Balaram expressed his desire to remain in the Mithila city for some days because he was very intimately friendship with the king and he wanted to stay there for some days. So Sri Balaram did not return, but Krishna returned to Dwarka. Balaram entered the city of Mithila. The king of Mithila saw the arrival of Sri Balaram in his city. He became very much pleased and received the Lord with great honor and hospitality. Immediately he presented so many valuable things before Balaramji in order to seek his pleasure on the occasion. Sri Balaram lived in that city for several years. The king of Mithila, namely Janak Maharaj, was very honorably receiving Baladevji. During this time, Duryodhan, the eldest son of Dhritarashtra, took the opportunity of coming to Balaram and learned from him art of fighting with club. That's why Krishna also, after killing Satadhanna, returned back to Dwarka, and in order to please his wife Satyabhama, he informed her of the death of Satadhanna, the killer of her father. But he also informed her that the jewel was not found in his possession. Then according to religious principle, Krishna along with Satyabhama performed all kinds of ceremonies after death of his father-in-law, Satrajit. In that ceremony, all friends and relatives of the family joined together. So, a cruel and Kritobarma, who were a prominent two members in the conspiracy for killing Satrajit, and incited Satadhana to kill him. When both of them heard of the death of Satadhana by Krishna, and they heard also that Krishna had returned to Dwarka, immediately both of them, namely Akrur and Kritavarma, left Dwarka. The city of Dwarka was faced with many kinds of pestilence and natural disturbances on account of the absence of Akrura from the city. Actually, this impression of the citizen of Dwarka was a kind of superstition. But in fact, while Lord Krishna was present there, there cannot be any pestilence, famine, or natural disturbances. The superstition that in the absence of Akrura there was evidences of inauspicity, Dwarka, was due to the following reason. Sometimes back in the province of Kashi, within barricade Varanasi, there was severe drought and practically no rainfall. At that time, the king of Kashi arranged the marriage of his daughter known as Gandini with Safalka, the father of Akrura. This was done by the king of Kashi on the advice of some astrologer, and actually it was effective that after the marriage of the king's daughter with Safalka, there was sufficient rainfall in that province. On the strength of this supernatural power of Safalka, his son Akrura was also considered equally powerful, and people were under impression that wherever Akrura or his father would remain, there would be no natural disturbance, famine, or drought. Actually, that kingdom is considered to be happy where there is no famine, pestilence, excessive heat and cold, and people are happy mentally, spiritually, and bodily. As soon as there is some disturbance on this condition of life, people would adduce cause to some extraordinary man in the city. Thus, there was a great rumor that on account of absence of Akrura, things are inauspicious are happening. So after the departure of Akrura, some of the elderly members of the town began to gossip that on account of the absence of the jewel Samanta from the city, there were some inauspicious signs. My Lord Sri Krishna heard all this rumor made by the people. He decided to call back Akrura from the kingdom of Kashi. Akrura was in relationship with Krishna, his uncle. Therefore, when he came back to Dwarka, Lord Krishna, first of all, welcomed him, defeating a superior person. Krishna is the super soul in everyone's heart. Therefore, he knows everything what is going on in everyone's heart. He knew everything what has happened in connection with Akrura's conspiracy with Satadhana. Therefore, he smilingly began to address Akrura in the following words. He addressed him as the chief of the munificent men. My dear uncle, it is already known to me that the jewel Samantak was left by Satadhana with you. Although presently there is no direct claimant of the Samantak jewel from you, because King Satrajit has no male issue. his daughter, Satyabhama, although is not very much anxious for this jewel, still her expected son would be the legal claimant of the jewel after performing the regulative principles of inheritance as grandson of Satyajit. In other words, Lord Krishna indicated by this statement that Satyabhama was already in pregnancy and her son would be the real claimant for the jewel and would certainly take the jewel from you. This jewel is so powerful that no ordinary man would be able to keep it. I know that you are very much pious in activity, so there is no objection of the jewel being kept with you. There is one difficulty that my elder brother, Sri Balaram, does not believe my version that the jewel is with you. I therefore request you, the large-hearted, to show me the jewel only once before my other relatives so that they may be pacified from various kinds of rumors. You cannot, however, deny that the jewel is not existing with you because actually we can see how you have enhanced your opulence, how you are performing different kinds of sacrifices on the altar made of gold only. As already stated before, that wherever the jewel would remain, keeper would get every day almost about 9 months of pure gold produced by the jewel. Kuro also getting in the same proportion, and he was distributing gold very profusely on the occasion of performing different kinds of sacrifices. Lord Krishna gave Akura positive evidence of his possessing the Samantak jewel on account of his lavishly spending in gold. In this way, when Lord Krishna, in friendly terms and in sweet language, impressed Akura about the real fact, and Akura understood that nothing could be concealed from the knowledge of Sri Krishna. At that time, he brought the valuable jewel, shining like the sun, covered by cloth, and presented it before Krishna. This way, Lord Krishna took the Samantak jewel in his hand and showed it to all his relatives and friends present there. And again, he returned the jewel to Akrura so that they would know that the jewel was actually in Dwarka city and kept by Akrura. This story of Samantak jewel is very significant. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that anyone hearing about the story of the Samantak jewel or describing about it or simply by remembering it, one would be free from all kinds of defamation, reaction of all impious activities, thus would attain a highest perfectional condition of peace. Next word, thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 57th chapter, Krishna, on the matter of killing of Satyajit and Satadhanya.